Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to be here right now tonight. I know I got a few guys coming on tonight, and I was starting to get back to where I normally was. And if everything works out, hopefully get a couple races locked in for tonight. I know we've been locking them in lately. If you've been watching, with Racing Jason, Shazier, you know, Team North up here trying to get in there and get mingle up, and let's try to get back to our old ways of racing. Not saying that they always got to say we don't race. Well, we're going to get it out fashion way. We're going to get it on, no hassles. Lock in, money up, deposits up, and that's how it's going to be. No, none of this here stuff, word of mouth, no nothing else. We will be out there locked in, and that's how it's going to be. And if you don't show up, you lose your money. If you're not in the lanes on time, you lose your money. We're going to keep it the right way. We ain't no bending rules for this one or that one. We're going to keep it the old-fashioned way. We're going to get it back to where it used to be. So that being said, I want to make sure. Now, I know a few people that told me that they're looking for some action. Like I said, I know the guys from Long Island. We got quite a big guys coming from Long Island that bringing their cars with us. Even some of the guys that run on the street are coming out there looking for action. So even I noticed that I think that Tyler is even showing up and going to be coming looking for some action. So there's no reason for you to say that I went to the track and couldn't find nobody to race, because there's going to be everybody going to be there looking for a grudge. When you come in there, don't get me wrong, if you want to make your pass or whatever, you made your pass.
but I'm quite sure you came there because it's grudging. So if you come in there to grudge, don't have a heart attack if somebody walk over to you and tap your shoulder and say, hey, you want to do something. It's up to you to negotiate and get your race off. That's how we're going to do it. But if you want to lock in early, if you want to call someone out and want to try to get busy tonight, go ahead and feel free. I know a few of them are back at work right now, backed up. They told me that, but they're coming on. Just like the Jeff Rogers and Mike Lang, we all know it's starting at 5. I don't know what it's going to end up at. Right now, I think Mike Lang and got the more money, so we're going to see what happens. I guess you want to call Jeff the underdog, but like Jeff said, he don't care. He got to prove it to him. He wants to run. He said he's hard-headed. I got a few other things in mind. What else is coming on? I got some stuff going on lined up already for next year also. Like I told everybody, I do have going out for those two dates in March. North versus South will be in March again at Gallant Motorsports. And in October, I will be doing back at October at Gallant. I'll be also helping out a few other people later on down the road, helping them get their stuff on their program. And it's the same way I'm doing with Gordo right now, helping them get this thing getting off the road here. Like they said, they know I'm part of it. It's no big deal. But I'm not taking no money, but I'm going to turn around and we'll make the race come back. You know, I'm tired of hearing everybody talking about you got to do it this way, do it that way. We're going to go back to the old-fashioned way. Going to let it happen. Have some fun with it. No hard feelings. Guess what? You win, you win. You lose, you lose. You shake the guy's hand, you try to get something else and try to go out there and run him again. I'm glad to start seeing that starting to come back around. I'm glad to see some guys out there taking chances, you know, not having a blow away. It's going to be a race, you know. Like I said, Jason said he'd come back. He don't care about trying that car, you know. I know they're trying to say he's going to get blown out, but he says he's going out there, he's going for it. He's going to run him. So that definitely is happening. I know Jason ain't going to back off. 10-5 Drew is also looking for action. You got a lot of cars coming out. I know Phil, and I'm not sure. I'm going to find out in a little bit when Gordo gets back on the phone. I think Phil might have two races. I'm waiting for Gordo to tell me about that. Gordo got home a little late, so he won't be on right away, but he'll be. If he once he gets washed up, he'd be getting ready to get on here. I know he's got some of the guys that want to come on here, too. There's a couple more that are looking for action. I do have people coming from down south coming up. Mark Young told me he will be there. We got a couple other ones. I'm working on somebody right now. I'm trying to get him in the house if everything works out. If his car's there, you might see Uncle Ruckus. If the car's fixed, Uncle Ruckus might be on the property also. So we got to have... I'm just waiting to see that the parts come in and get in time. Maybe we'll see something else action. Hopefully we can get maybe Uncle Ruckus and that white Camaro, that 275 car that Gordo got that's supposed to be bad, see if they can mingle up and lock in. Only problem is I got to wait. I don't know if it's next week or whatever when everything comes in. You know, right now it's still a problem with parts, a few things that people are trying to get, but they're trying to finish the season out, and they just want to just fix it and get just band-aided up and come back out and go ahead and try somebody. And I don't blame anybody for right now because the way the weather's changing right now, it's changing fast. And if you're going to go get somebody, you got to get them now. I've seen Young Stang been out there getting up in the mix. I'm glad to see him, you know, getting back there, hopefully get out there and do his thing. I've seen him a couple times. He got a couple of races locked in. Clippy out there getting back up in the mix over there. Glad to see these guys coming back. You know, I don't care how fast you are or whatever, but just to be out there mixing it up and doing it. So we're going to do this here. We're going to get it right. This is going to be the year that where something's going to happen. Matter of fact, I got to get somebody in here. Let's see if he's on here yet. Jason, if you're on here, hit that one button. Hit that one button because somebody, if they started something, I had to make sure that everybody knows. So, you know, see if he hits on one. If he gets the one button, I'll pull him in too. Nah, he didn't get in yet. But all in all, we got a lot of guys coming in. And if anybody's out there looking for action right now, let me know. Also, the cancer walk on Saturday. We're getting in there early. We had the coffee and everything else. We're getting everything ready. But I want to be able to walk at 11, not get everybody together. So basically I'm trying to get there early. So if anybody want to do the cancer walk and come inside there and get the cancer walk going, I'm still raising the money, getting the checks, everything straight, getting everything where I want. It's looking really good. I'm glad to see where I'm at right now. Just got to pick up a few more. Like I said, our goal, I went over the goal where I wanted. And so far, I know I got to pick up more. But should be at the end of the day on Saturday, should be around $11,500 that I raised for the whole cancer thing without anything from the track, without anything else, and that's just Susan, everything else that did their thing. I also, the people that do it, I don't want a bunch of putting it in my name. I got the thing right here. I'm kind of read both things up at the same time, but St. Jude's, we're doing one at St. Jude's and we're doing one at Annapolis. Both cancer centers, you can make checks out to them, not me. I tell everybody the same thing. I don't want checks. The reason why you make it out to them, you have your tax ID number, and what happens, you can have a write-off at the end of the year also. You can use their tax ID number for what you have put in. They'll give you the receipt. So you have no problem whatsoever. If you decided to donate towards it. And like I said, right now I know for a fact I got $8,000 sitting there in checks right now with everything, you know, from the guys that all so far set out. And then three, and I'm counting the three that Gordo and Jeff Rogers has given me. I don't want anything. I don't want the money from the track. I'm just taking my part that would have been getting. Or whatever they get, I don't care. Whatever else more than that don't matter. But that's donating three from me. That's going to go in there. So that's why I know I got $11,500 I'm going to have. So no problem whatsoever. And that's going to go. That's how it's going to go. It's a good cause. Like I said, we're doing it to both. I'm going to have one that's going down there to St. Jude's for the kids at all times. Everybody knows about that. And then I'm going to have Annapolis right up here. We're going to be doing that. Every year, I try to make something a little different, try to reach out and touch a little bit more people. So it will be affecting a lot of things and helping out more and more. It's getting bigger and bigger. So I really almost doubled what I did, but not quite. Last year was 6,000 in October. We're 11. We might make it there. We might double it. So I'm happy just to see that going along. And, you know, a lot of these guys, some of our guys are racers that are going through it. And, you know, hey, walk with them. You know, you'd be surprised how many guys are doing that walk. And it feels good to have somebody that you got some support that's next to you. On the other hand, right after that, we're going to get to racing. I know Friday night, I think they got a couple lock-ins also. I didn't get to talk to everybody because I've been running around so much and trying to get my stuff together. And now I'm starting to get where I need to be. And let me see. If Ghetto Cowboy's on here, I want to call him. And I got to ask him something also. Make sure he gets in here, hit that one button. Because I know he wants. I got to ask him something. Let me see if he came in. All right. Hold on 1 second, guys. All right.
What's going on, Joe?
Yeah. Nothing much. Yeah. How you doing? Have we heard from anything from Killer lately?
Have I heard anything from Killer?
Yeah, is he ready or he's not ready?
I mean, I know his car's out of the body shop and everything. I don't know when is the next, you know, event he's coming to. I haven't spoke to him about that.
Yeah, okay, 'cause I know. I know he had hit me up, tell me asking, but we had a couple people that's trying to want to try that car.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think the last time I spoke to him was last week, in the middle of the week or something. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what track he's going to, what event, or
yeah,
anything.
No problem. I just want to make sure they're willing to travel too, because I do have a street car that's going to be going on a street that's going to, I guess, want to try a kill or two on the street. I don't condone it. I can't really say that. I don't want nobody getting hurt, but they want to try something over here. So I think that's going to end up happening. But
yeah, I can find. I'll find out. Just give me like 5 minutes. I'll get back to you.
No problem. No problem.
Okay.
Okay. Let me pull in the Momo because I know Young Stang wanted to get in here. Hit me up, Young Stang. Hit the one button. Hit the one button because they taking bets on you that you're not even gonna race. I need you to be on here right quick. Clear it up. Hold on. All right, 973-4542. Your mic open.
What up, Joe?
What's going on, Mark? Man, they had.
What'd
they,
you say?
They're trying to take bets again. They're trying to take
cool.
bets again. I'm just saying.
That's cool. That's cool. I would love to reimburse you.
I'm just saying, you know, this is what they
hey,
claim like.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me make sense of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dumb part about it is, now, I'm not knocking. I know you don't like to do all that, but you like to keep it down the middle, right? Keep it spade to spade.
Mm-hmm.
Why would this man want to go 13 hours away to run when we got to go past all these tracks when your event is the very next week? Did you make sense of that for me?
Well, you know, I listen, I don't mean no harm, you understand, but sometimes people just like to go out of their area, and I have no problem with it. I don't really
I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but like I had three in one day. Two of them now
mm-hmm.
is off the table. Two of them off the table.
What happened?
Well,
the two races ain't gonna happen now. So did you win the deposits then?
I ain't gonna put them out there like that or why. But
okay.
They have reasoning of that they can't go, and one can't
gotcha.
Go and
gotcha.
One don't want to go.
So do you win
so
the
now,
deposit?
Right.
I'm just saying, do you win the deposit then? Right. Since they don't
yeah.
go.
But one, the third guy is no, it was he never put up, and he wanted a stipulation that wasn't agreed upon, so that was a technicality that he got out of that part. But my thing was the first one is
what?
I was not going down there to race Cliff. I was going down there to run Naked Lady. Cliff is like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So that's my whole
okay.
thing, but he's gonna be a dickhead about it. I don't give a damn about him having Miller's old car. I don't give a damn about him having no chassis, no big block. Because Cliff can't drive a 12-second car.
Hmm.
So fuck him. And whoever got some more shit that they wanna say, you get it too.
Okay. Okay. Now, listen, I'm not taking nothing away from Cliff at all because you got to give a man credit. He has been jumping.
I am.
No, I'm just going to – look, I know y'all calling him slow and everything, but the man has been jumping in the paint. He has jumped in the paint.
Yeah, that's cool. Very respect. He got balls of steel, but a spade is a spade.
But, look, I know y'all say, you know what, sometimes I'd rather be lucky sometimes and even, you know, not been the fastest one, too, you know. So, you know,
yeah,
he's doing it.
I guess you're right.
You know, so I mean, a win is a win. I don't care how you win it.
But
you know,
okay.
But
well, you can say yeah. Well, you say that right now. Answer that, because you just opened the door. When did
mm-hmm.
he win? Unless tell me a race he won when somebody didn't have a problem. I'll wait.
Well,
no, you always say you're being real about it. Be real about it.
No, I'm be real about it. Don't get me wrong. You got to say that's here because the man, they both came off the trailer, right? Am I right on that, Ray? With him and James.
Oh.
With him and James, they didn't come off the trailer. Okay, so even, okay.
After a rainstorm.
Uh-huh.
James should have never did that race. I totally understand that he, you know, whatever, you know, but all I'm saying is the only time he will win is if something happens. The only chance he got in winning this is with me.
Okay.
And probably the next three races he does.
Look, but y'all can say what you want to say, but Cliff's done jumped in it. You know what I'm saying? Cliff jumped out, and when the people thought he wasn't going to run, he went out. When people thought he wasn't going to win, he made a way to find out to win. You know, so he can't take it away from him either.
He's lucky, not good.
But like I said, I'll take that luck all day long. If they're going to give me luck, whatever you say.
You want to get some luck, but come on, man. You gotta be better than that.
Really?
But here nor there, I don't, like, be honest with you,
Gordo trying to get on, he said it's full.
Yeah, Gordo real nasty.
He nasty? What the happened now?
His mouth is bad.
Come on now.
Mouth is bad, and I want to do something to him.
What you trying to run away?
Well, he's jumping out there. He made that live the other day, so what can he sit in? Like, the only thing I think he can sit in is Robert Keith's car. And he Mike and them got
Can anybody
the call?
Let me Mike see if
and,
anybody
Mike
call
and,
Gordo
Little Man running him. Mike and Little Man running him.
Okay.
Psychotic spot. He better not breathe wrong when it's over.
Why? You going to try to jump on him?
Now, I ain't going to do that because I'm going to let them tag team him. I'm going to let them tag him first. Now, I ain't trying to steal their light. But I tell you, he better not breathe wrong.
No, I'm saying, right now, if say for example, if Gordo get by one of them, you gonna dive on him after that?
I'm gonna dive on him before he get by him. I dive on him tonight.
Well, hold on, let me see if I can get Gordo in on this phone call, cause somebody got to have his number to get him, cause he said it's full. Let me see. What the hell? I don't know. I fill up so quick.
Yeah, Joe Killer said he's trying.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Let's see if I can tell him to call on somebody's phone. Somebody got to get him in there.
And you guys said that Cliff has been out. He's been in the paint. He's only been out twice this year. He only had two races this whole year. Two. The same amount of races I had. Two.
I want Cliff to lock the whole pot in. Because I'd be damned if I'm driving 12 hours for $500 for Cliff.
Has he ever went down the track with that car?
But this is my whole thing now. You got to understand. You lock that in, Mark. So, you know, if you don't,
yeah, I did.
If you don't
that's,
go.
That's, but the, listen,
but, this,
but
what,
the thing of
thing.
It is This is the thing. That was with the because I had the other races. Now
if
I
don't, if
like,
you don't
man,
go,
if I ain't letting him
go,
win though.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't go, you know you got to pay Cliff, and then you got to he gonna have that mark on your head. He gonna say I whooped you again.
Huh.
Did he beat you before?
Nah, I ain't giving him that satisfaction. But damn, Cliff.
Oh, shit.
I want him tighten up or Cunningham.
Let me see if I can somehow. I got he trying to get on. And he can't
you know he ain't gonna do that. He gonna be an asshole. He don't common sense ain't so common.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to see if I can get Gordo somehow call through this show to get him in because
and I got
Zeus
the week after, so I ain't really worried about no fucking Cliff.
You ain't worried about him?
Nah, I got
okay.
I'm
going to see if I can pull Gordo in. Hold on one second. I tried to call Gordo. He ain't answer. Y'all heard it first. Young Thing, you still there?
Yo.
Yeah, I want to make sure. I just tried to call, tried to merge him in my phone, and his phone, he didn't go through. So he's saying, like, I'm going to tell him, I tried to call you through my phone, and he didn't answer. Let's see what he up there typing something to me. Let's see what the heck you're talking about. Gordo, don't tell me you scared of Mark and them. They got you running over there.
Yeah, I ain't going to go. I ain't going to race. You know, whoever want to go with them and bet with them, put it up for them. Win you some free money.
Let me put it down. I'm trying to call you. Let's try.
The Long Island boys
can
get it too, Joe.
Huh?
The boys from Long Island can get it too. What's that green Mustang? That green and purple Mustang. We spoke before. See if they want to get it for
you. Oh. Are you talking about Clinton Holmes?
I don't know their name.
That's what you talking about? Talking about Bernie Mac.
It's a notchback. Green and purple. It'd be with Jarrell and
yeah,
them.
Bernie Mac. Yeah. Hold on. I might be able to pull us in. Gordo.
Talk to me.
I got you right now. Somebody said you step out of line, it's going to be you next.
Let me guess who it was.
Go ahead and guess.
Young Thing.
Yeah, you know we popped Blake.
You are here.
Hey, you know you want to sit at the tree with me, right? So I can fuck you up in front of your fans.
You know what I'm saying?
Sit in that no name Mustang and watch what I do to you.
You know what I'm saying? You know I'm crazy, right? I will run you head
all
up.
I
want to
hear,
up
I don't
want to
hear
trailer.
How crazy you is. I know you're crazy.
I will run you head up off the trailer, Young Thing. I will run you head up off the trailer with
the
Robert Keith.
Never going off the trailer. But
so talk to me when you grow up. Talk to me when you grow up.
After hour, you run Mike. The hour after you run Mike.
You need 50 test shots, Young Thing. You need 50 test shots.
I don't need no 50 test shots. I just ain't doing that. I don't need 50 test shots. You won't get that off.
Well, I ain't going if I can't come up.
I'm gonna settle this right now. Look, I just started the show out, and I thought I want to bring it back to the old time grudge racing. Let's do it like we used to do it before. 4 o'clock in the lanes. If you come in 4-1, you lose. How about something like that? Y'all can call a time.
I want to race at 1 o'clock, Joe.
4 o'clock is beautiful.
I said 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
Do you need step phone number or you got him on speed dial?
No, I need 1 o'clock. I need you to say 1 o'clock and I'm gonna run your head up.
No, not gonna do that. Not running at no 1 o'clock. I said I like that 4 o'clock.
What you waiting for to get cold outside? You know what I'm saying? It's October.
No. What time the track go hot?
10 o'clock in the morning.
You told a lie because y'all got the cancer walk at 11. Stop lying.
Right, but you said go hot. That's hot.
All right, hot, I'm talking about as in what time's cars start going down in traffic?
12 o'clock.
I do you at 3 then.
3 o'clock, you got a lock. How much? We're going to try you 1500 or better.
I need. You brought up is
we gambling. We gambling, okay?
I ain't. That's a lot. You.
What happened? Hey, Joe, why his phone breaking up now? His reception got bad all of a sudden.
Mark, what's going on there? I don't know. Your phone breaking up big time.
He going to tell you he in the mountains, Joe.
Man, cut it out.
He live in South Jersey. He going to tell you he in the mountains.
Huh? Young thing.
Can you hear me?
Man. I can hear you fine.
Joe.
I just can't hear Young thing.
Joe.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
3 on 15, 3 o'clock.
Three on 15, 3 o'clock.
Y'all gonna call Steph up?
But Joe, you know I can't drive because I be running the event. I can't drive. I got to be up and down.
No, I want you on the seat.
You said what? What did he say,
what
Joe?
What happened, Young Thing?
See, Joe, this is the real lock. This is the real lock and show. This is real lock and show, and this is not what he's used to.
Hey, did you call Pro Street up?
I hit up Chris and I hit up Keyshawn. Keyshawn is not letting him in the room. We're trying to call in, but it's not letting him in the room.
Not letting him in the room?
Nah.
Which number are you trying to call?
I gave him both. I gave him the 713-955-0440, and then I gave him the
319-527-6210. 50440. And he's not, and he can't get in?
Nah, it doesn't let you. That's why I called you. That's why I called you on the phone, because it wasn't letting me get in the room.
Huh. I don't understand that one. You want to have him call Jason number?
Yeah, I want Jason on here. Jason, a dead man walking. Jason got business. And we'll do two races. We'll get Jason a 1-1 with Mike Dent. He got the 1-1. It's all pretty quiet in here.
If everything work out, I don't know. What Mike Dent got? What car is that one?
Big block, the Admiral Camaro, the blue one.
Admiral Camaro.
On 275, big block, one kit.
Well, you might get that 275, you might get that race with Declan, Uncle Ruckus.
We'll whoop Dexter Curry ass with that car.
We would take
the Admiral and run Dexter Curry head the fuck up.
Hey, Joe.
My bad. I was in a bad area.
3 on 15.
No, you had
head
amnesia,
up three,
motherfucker.
Three on 15, head up 3 o'clock. I don't give a fuck who drive that car. I would love
That's
to go
what I'm
to
talking
the
about.
Bench,
That's
but he's kidding me.
To be in there, you just never know. It depends how the show goes. If I see Joe on the golf cart, I just might get in it. If I see Joe walking on foot, I might have to get on the golf cart.
3 on 15. What's up?
I already told you that's a lot. 300 on 1500. We're gonna run your head up. 400 Pro Tree 8th mile. 300 on 1500 or better, and don't be late.
You wanna get Steph on the phone?
Just that. Hold on. Well, I can't call him because I already called you. I think you got to call him.
Young Thang, can you call him? Get him on here.
I'm on somebody else's line.
I got the show on, too.
Huh? I'm on somebody else's line.
Hold on, hold on. I might got to step on here right now. Hold on. Seven, your mic is open.
I'm here, Joe. What's up? All
right.
Seth, Young Thang's car and the Robert Keith piece head up 300 on 1500, 400 Pro Tree in the lanes 3 o'clock for drag racing. No breakdown.
No, 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 no.
Red light, lose it all.
Yep.
And that's what, Silverback versus Showtime?
No, not Silverback. The Robert Keith
car.
Robert Keith. I didn't know. I didn't hear what car you said. I kicked back over. Robert Keith.
I'm a Stone Cold disrespect, Young Thang. Robert Keith, the Robert Keith P versus Young
Thang.
Fucking
no
go mobile. The no go mobile. The no-go mobile is Young Thang.
Okay. 3 on 15, 3 o'clock in the lanes on Saturday.
Don't be late. No breakdown time, red light, lose it all.
Is that a lock?
I'm locked.
I need Young Thang to say
Young
that's Thang. A lock.
Young Thang got an amnesia again, Steph.
Yo, Mark.
You know where Mark at?
Where he at?
In the bushes.
Well, he said he's on the
phone.
Who called in the show, Joe?
Huh?
Who called in the show with Young Thang on the phone?
No, Mark called his own phone. From his phone.
It's me, Steph. Chan.
Oh, Chan, Chan.
Oh,
right. What's
up, Chan?
Somebody else's phone.
What's going on?
Okay, okay. So now they want to see what Young Thang going to do.
Yo, can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Lot. 3 o'clock, 1500 or better. My car, that car you talking about, that's a lot.
Okay, Showtime and the No Name Mustang, Robert Kesey Black Mustang, 3 on 15.
And being that Gordo,
no breakdown.
And being that Gordo scared to drive against me, I don't give a fuck who he put in that piece of shit.
Damn.
Well, they say it's a lot.
I don't know why
he's
still talking.
Gordo said it's a lot. Young Thang said
it's
a lot. Young
Thang
said
it's a lot.
On my end, that's drag racing.
Okay. Yo, Stan.
Yo.
Is you locked?
Locked.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Joe, what you going to have to eat, Daddy? What you going to have to eat?
I'm not
Joe,
sure.
What are we gonna have to eat, Joe?
I'm not sure what I'm cooking yet.
I want a personal look. I don't eat pork, so I want a personal slab of beef ribs and a soda versus anything you want to eat of your choice. We can go any restaurant you want that motherfucker don't show.
Oh, dang.
I'm right. Then bet. No. Let's bet like you know I ain't gonna show.
Uh oh.
Young Thang, I bet. Look, that's the same way you went to the car show and didn't even fire it up.
Do you want to bet or not?
Man, listen, I'll see you at 3 o'clock.
So basically you're just talking. So you don't have a set of cojones. Hey, my man, you don't have a set of cojones, do you?
Damn. You talking to
you,
Gordo?
Yeah.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Steph.
Steph, you there? Still there?
We done lost Steph. How the hell we lose Steph? Oh, there he come back in.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
I had to hung up on the stick.
Yeah, I'm back here, yeah.
Okay, so you got back in. Yeah, we might need you for another lock-in.
What's the other lock-in?
I'm waiting for daughter to come back. Pro Street and Phil. Might be doing something.
What, Lil Pro Street?
Yep. And they're trying to get a hold of K-Dub because K-Dub want to get on here.
What, K-Dub want to get on there and what happens? Do what? No, K-Dub said he's done for the year.
Huh? Not
K-Dub
Gordo
told me he was done for the year.
Gordo on here now. Gordo.
No, K-Dub said he's done for the year. Here's the motor.
Oh, he hurt the motor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I guess Gordo got that backwards, man. They're just trying to get K-Dub on here. So they wanted to lock in something, too. All right, well, that's a lot. Hell with it. $1. Let go. Hey. Another lock-in. Yeah, for a few dollars, it don't matter. How about this here one? I'll give you one. Cliffy and Phil.
Who?
Cliffy and Phil.
They gonna lock in?
I don't know. We're gonna find out. Somebody give a call. See what he's gonna do for a little something, something, whatever. It was just one rim. That's all. He don't give a shit. We gonna run. We old fashioned. We gonna just run.
Never gonna happen.
Huh? It'll never happen.
Never happen.
But I thought they said they wanted to do something with us. I thought they said they wanted to do something. I mean, it don't matter. Just be doing whatever. Just be doing something. It's the end of the year. Everybody want to do a little something before they break down on their shit, tear everything down. But everybody want to do a little something. Might as well make it all happen that day, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the guy. Don't you got the guys from Philly coming? All the boys from Philly?
Supposed
if I'm not mistaken. Of who?
I said they're supposed to be there.
Who's there?
I said they're supposed to be there. Usually there.
Yeah, I know that. And I got to get a hold to, hey, anybody out there, let me see if I can get a hold of Jarrell and tell Jarrell. Because John Stang said he want to go home. He want to lock in with Clinton and them. Young Stank said, he said they can get it too. But I did touch with Kenny Conquest and him, tell them that Young Stank said he's looking for some action with them. I know the boys coming from on the street. I know Tyler and them already said they were coming up here. I already seen that. They put that out on Facebook. They were looking for a little action. Stock block stuff. You got stock blocks. They do have a lot of stock blocks. They looking for to do some action with. Some on Nitro, some on Motor. And they looking for a little action. A lot of small tire stuff, street action-wise. And if everything work out with Uncle Ruckus, be done in time. You know, he said he'll lock in something. So I got told Gordo just a while ago that he would do it. I know Dexter said he would do something. So that could be a run for that car too. They offered Jason two races. They want to give Jason one and one after that first one with the other car. But I couldn't get hold of Jason. For some reason, I don't know what's up with this phone thing. But everybody's saying they're full. They can't get in. They keep hitting me. Everybody's checking me up. So they're trying to get on. They can't get in. I don't know why. But I didn't see if I can make a different number. Change it around. Hey, matter of fact, WeeB, hit the one button. I need you on here. How about that?
We gonna lock something in. We be hit the one button.
That's a run for Rob Keith's car too. We need a little car. We got both cars. We ready for Nova and Evo. Yeah, ask them about that.
Steph, was it hard to get back in?
No, I called right back.
Hey, Steph.
You got to call the 319 number, though. The 319 number.
Oh, you got to call the 319 number. So the other number's
four. Yeah, I call that number, yeah. The other number's probably four. That one, I never get on that line. The 309, I got it.
1, 2, 3. Okay, so that's the problem right now, guys. If you got on the other number, it's hard to get in the four right there. But if you go on the 319 number, you can get in right quick. But I know for a fact they're looking for that. Actually, I know Weeby. Let me see if we know Weeby's working on a car right now, but get everything situated. I'm willing to go ahead and I'm gonna lock in that one with Weeby. We gonna try. We gonna have to try working. We're gonna try Rob. We're gonna try that. I know they said they were on the wrong Weeby, so what the hell. Conventional hit, go ahead. Let's see what we can do. Either they win or we win. Definitely got to try that.
What was the thing that Jazia wanted to do? Did he still want to give that boy that same spot again that he gave him before? The Malibu? Malibu to Malibu? He still want to do the same race again?
I have no idea.
You know anything,
Joe? Sir? No, I have no idea about that one.
I know he beat the boy, and I think the boy wanted to actually get some get back. I think he wanted to try that same race over. Young Tank said he wants that purple and green car. I don't think he really do it on that one. I don't think he really do. He told Jarell and then so I'm trying to hit Jarell up right now. I'm about to tell him. And let me see. And Erica, I'll be calling you back and as soon as I get off the show, okay? I'll be letting you know because I got to talk to those guys. Let me make sure. Hold on 1 second. I'm calling in right now. Tell this guy right now. Make sure. I know what's name on the back line with the guy. That's why Gordo ain't in right now. I just sent it to you. Oh, Jarell? All right, Jarell, hit the one button for me, please. Hit the one button for me. What number did you tell him to go to? Okay, hold on 1 second.
319
number right there. All right. 631-6401. Your mic is open. Is that you, Jarell?
Yeah, what's going on, Joe?
Jarell, they calling out Clinton's car. You understand?
Oh, okay. Talk about it.
That green Mustang ready? The green one?
Well, yeah, it's ready, but for what we talking about?
Head up at Gordo and Joe race.
Head up with what?
Well, my car.
I don't even know who I'm talking to, so I don't know who my car.
That's Young Thang.
My car.
Young Thang. That's Young Thang.
No. Decline.
All right.
Okay. All right. We don't want nothing to do with more.
I just don't want to run him, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we just don't want to run him.
Gotcha.
The car will be there.
Yeah, hey, Jarrell.
Yep.
Huh?
I'm listening.
Jarrell, do we got anybody else? Anybody else that are we looking to do something with?
So, Reloading them was looking for action with their car. I believe I'm waiting for a call back now to see if Terrence and them getting Red Cup on the property. Hopefully we can get, seeing if we can get done in time, we're going to have a car out, but that's still going to be kind of in testing, so I'm not sure. But we're definitely bringing a bunch of cars. So... And we, looking for action with something. Most of them, just maybe one of them going to be in test to see.
Hey,
yeah, we definitely don't want to, we're not looking to run Mark.
Not looking to run Mark. Okay.
We're not looking to run Mark. No.
I know Little Man is looking for action that day also. Well, Little Man supposed to be running.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna be running Gordo in there, so. I mean, I know Josh
definitely should
be
a bunch of calls on the property looking for action. So I don't think it's gonna be a problem finding action.
Mm-hmm. I was just seeing who wants to lock in tonight. Anybody want to lock in? I know Gordo said that he had all the guys that he wanted to lock in, but evidently. I guess he didn't work out like he said he gonna do. They want to wait till we get to the property. Like I said, Pro Street, and they said, he told me K Dub was gonna do it, do something. So I said, you know what, heck with it. If I asked Phil, he said, yeah, you'll do it. So heck with it. You want to do it? Let's do it. If we're gonna run. Win or lose, that's all we're gonna do. That's all I can say. We out there to have fun.
That's all it's about, is going out there and taking a little gamble and have some fun. Everybody need to get out of the politics and the feelings in the racing game, and it'll be a lot more racing.
You know the deal. Get a mouthful right there. Get a mouthful.
So I ain't calling nobody out on nothing like that, but it's just, you see it every day on the internet.
No, you're telling the truth. You're keeping it real. That's all it is. That's all you're doing. You're keeping it like it's supposed to be.
I don't really get into the back and forth with nobody. I support a lot of different events up and down the East Coast. And, it's just, I need to race the cars and just leave everything else alone. That's it. Just race. If you can't win,
hey, Joe,
or you can't beat that person, say it.
Hey, Joe, the chicken, Tim's will be doing that race at your show.
Denzel and I'm pretty sure. Let me text them. I gotta ask them right now. I'm gonna find that out right now. Let me call
that
up.
That would be nice.
Let me, Jason. Yeah, from what I'm hearing, I heard Chick and them gonna probably have ready for that to be doing that. Let me ask them right now. Let me text them. And put it down.
Is Bad Mouth Crew coming?
I saw him put down. I think Marcus said they won't be there, so.
Yeah, I'll see right now. They won't be there also. He actually said it to me.
Jason said you got to ask Denzel. We asked Denzel, otherwise he damn sure would be doing it. He'll do it. So I guess somehow we got to try to get a hold of Denzel, see what he's talking about. And, the guys at the Nova,
what's his name with the little box Nova? Ain't they racing that day also? With the little red Nova, 10-5 Drew was running all the time. They got to race that day too, right?
Bernard,
they're locked in
Bernard
on a race too. Yeah, Bernard. Ain't they locked in?
That was the first run at C2. I don't know what happened, but they was locked in for C2.
Yeah, and I think they turned around and moved it over here, if I'm not mistaken. That's why I'm waiting for to see about that one and make sure. And that see, Gordo was supposed to be on here with them guys. Well, I don't know how he, I guess he must have been called. They gave them the wrong number, gave them one number, and he got to get that 3-something number on it. I guess I could get hold of Pro Street later on tonight and see what the heck we're going to do with that. And lock that in. And, oh, this is what I wanted to see. What do you think about this here one? It'd be a nice little rank, but they said he broke, but I would have liked to see it. What's his name? K-Dub and the White Mustang, Jarrell. Brandon?
K-Dub and, Mo?
No, not Mo. What's his name? Oh, God. He always be racing all the time. They have a kind of brain dead on him. Always on
the street. Bezo.
Yes. Both stock blocks.
I think that's a good race, actually.
That's a damn good race.
I'm sure Bezo don't have no problem going out there. He gambled. So.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll actually hit him up right now.
I would like to make that race go down.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, we all. What day are you leaving out, on Friday or Saturday?
I'll be there on Friday.
You'll be there Friday too? Okay. Yeah, time to see what everybody leaves out. I know everybody wanted to leave out together so they can, in case somebody break or something, so they can help each other out. But I know day.
Yeah, I'm leaving Friday. They tell me where to meet, and we be there, ready to go, have some fun.
Yeah, so I guess if people ain't got a ride or something somehow, you know, we'll put somebody in the car. We get everybody out there. The only thing, like, I know the other guys are coming down. I think the ones on Saturday. I'm not sure yet. I'm waiting to see, make sure. If they didn't not necessarily change their mind, I've got to get a bus for those guys. If they come on Saturday, they all take the bus, and it's $75 a person to get down there on the bus round trip. So that's only one day, though. But I know a few of us want to go down there for Friday, be down there Friday so we can go down and hang out on Friday night like we did last time and go from there. So let me see. I got to make sure. I'm only going to hold the show open for another 10 minutes because I got to run out. Make sure everybody's doctors again do this appointment. But, I had this COVID shit again. But back, all right. Doing pretty good now. But right now, I just got to make sure I can keep going on healthy right now. But I'll be staying up. I will stay later. But I got to do something for these lines for next week so you guys can be able to get on the right line. I'll be calling up to make sure. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure I open this mic because I just seen somebody pop up. 631-9065. Your mic is open. 631-9065. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's up, Clinton?
Joe, what's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to call you out just a while ago.
I just want to say one thing. I heard somebody calling me out, but I was going to make this for the record clear. No one can speak for that call but my son and myself. Let's get that straight. Now, who called me out?
Yeah, young Stang called you out.
Oh, I ain't wasting my time with that sucker.
That's exactly what I said.
I'm not wasting my time with him.
Mm-hmm.
He got a borrowed car. My son owned his own car. My son runs his own shit.
What do you say?
He ain't got a bargain for nobody.
No, I'm saying you said he got a borrowed car?
No, I said my son don't got a borrowed car. He got his own.
No, I said Young Thang was talking about running with his car. That's what he said.
What car he got?
He got a green Mustang. Small block Mustang.
Big block is... Okay. Well, we're building the property.
He on here.
We're building the property.
Young Thang, you on here, right? You still here? I don't know. He must have somehow clicked out of there. But, yeah, nah.
Well, I just want to make that.
I know y'all.
I just want to make that.
Y'all want to try to run before.
Huh?
I know y'all will run. I know that for a fact, so.
Yeah,
got to
but
worry
I
want to
make that clear. I want to speak for that car, but no one can speak that for but my son and myself in the story.
Yeah. No. Nobody spoke for it. They just, were going to look
for it. You know,
trying to find hold to you. Trying to get hold to you. They didn't speak
listen,
for you,
call. Listen, somebody get the shower, but I'll hit you up later. Give me a go. When I come out of the shower, I'll call you personally.
Yeah, okay.
You
no problem. But, yeah, no, they didn't speak for you, call, but they just said they're going to try to get hold to you, so you good. All right. Clinton said he'll be there. Like I said, there's a lot of Long Island boys. Little Day with his S10, small block. He'll be there. Hope Frank Brown and the crew. It's me already. We're all going to go down together. So we got quite a bit of crew going down through there. Long Island be in the house, so he's good. Yeah, as they seem. No problem, Eric. Yeah, so, and I know we do have we got a new car coming out. I don't know if it's going to be ready. I'm praying that it do. We'll see. If everything works out, we should be good. And then maybe it can be, but we just ain't tested, so I think that we'll see. Maybe it can be at a test. If anybody can tell me, I got to find out about the, oh, here you go.
Test it first. Yeah, Joe, my bad. I can hear you. I heard you. I heard him.
Okay. Yeah, he'll be on the property.
I talked to the owner, the son. I didn't talk to the help. But I talked to the owner, the son, I believe it was, the one that drove the car. So he said he wanted to run. So that's why that came up. So we'll deal with it when we get there. That's no problem.
Oh, that's what that was? Oh.
Yeah, now he said nobody could speak for that car but him and his father or something like that. So I don't deal
nobody
with all the rest
to speak
of them.
For the call. Just saying, I hear you.
I understand.
But he said what he said. That's they going.
I talked to the owner, so that's cool.
Yeah, he said he'll be on the property, so you know what I mean? You know, ain't no doubt about it. They will run.
I know. I spoke to him already, so we already had that green, so that's all that was. Not a problem.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know all that. So.
Yeah, he hit me up on Facebook, and he asked for the car, all that. So, yeah, that's cool. On to the next.
Okay,
cool. Joe, still waiting for Bezo to hit me back. As soon as he do, I'll let you know what he said.
Yeah, we might as well bring Bezo and all of them out there. You know, I know DeJuan and them, they're going to probably have their car ready by then. So I'm quite sure they always look for action when they do their thing. I got to give them credit. They do their thing. Definitely do their thing. If my son, I know I ain't gonna drive it, but if my son comes out, if my oldest son comes, he had a Corvette driving it that day. I'm not gonna drive it. I'll let him drive it. The oldest one, Joe. And if it's on the property, we'll do something with it. Huh?
Denzel said no.
What's that? Oh, Ben.
For the race that makes. Yeah.
Oh, you ready? Okay, gotcha. I know he had a little couple things that this ain't right. Talking, telling me, so I didn't see that, but I know he ain't feeling like the everybody ain't getting the best kick, I guess, when he was up on the street over there. I know how it goes because I can say I went down there a couple times on that street over there, and it's only certain people that they would run. And not to really say not bad, but, you know, you can see it on Facebook. Everybody knows the deal, how one tells the other one on the other one. Or they'll play like they want to race you and get you down there and hold you up all day long if it don't happen. So I know how I feel with that one. I just got credit. I don't know how you guys went down that one street over there at Edison Avenue, but God bless you. I know I ain't racing on that street. I know my son can take it over on the other street, but he ain't taking it over there. That graveyard, I ain't going for. Got to keep that. But I gotta close it down, you guys, because next week I can open up longer. But right now I got to do my treatment. After that, I'll be back. But I know this thing with Jeff Rogers and Mike Lang, that race, is definitely happening. They're locked in 5-on-5. I think 1-on-5, I'm sorry, 1-on-5. And like I said, I know Lang's crew's going to have more money than that. If anybody, the underdog right now is Jeff Rogers on that deal. So the money that you wanted to bet, if you wanted to bet on Jeff, you'll be able to bet all day long because everybody is, like so far, taking Mike Lang on this race. So I already see that, what's going on. Jeff said he's still doing it regardless. He don't care. It's locked. He got to do it. He ain't backing off. And it's going to be JJ versus Brian Chin. That's how it's going to go down when they run. Those are going to be driving. Me and Jeff is Ryan Chin. Going to be driving for Mike Lang. JJ going to be riding. Patrick Clay like always. So that's the deal. So, and they also got another guy that's going to be coming out there with another small block. I'm waiting for. You okay to say who he is? Because he wants to come out. He wants to do some grudging too. And if everybody else, I see a couple good races going on. My boy Austin is back out. Extreme Team Extreme is back out. Thank God. I'm glad to see y'all back out there doing your thing. And like I said, I stay with Extreme and I'll stick on them again with this here bet. Like I did, I bet it again with Extreme. So, you know, I don't hide no corners. I mean, I bet where I want to bet. And that's how it is. It's fun. I bet against Tatum before and I lost, but a deposit because car or something, whatever, but, you know, I bet this other one again, and Rico's been with me for years, and we've always been there. If you look on the back of his truck, it's got my name on the back of it, so that's the reason why. It's nothing against nobody. It's just gambling and having fun with it, and that's how I'm betting. I'm betting again the same way. So this week, good luck to Austin, Team Extreme. Good luck to both of them. Good luck to Salt and Pepper. So that's going to be a real good race. That's going to be, I think that's going to be a pretty damn good race to watch. If anybody decides they're going to go to Outer Banks, go check it out. That's going to be interesting right there. We've always seen it, them. I'm glad they're back together and ready to go. Happy to see them back, got their shit back together. And they'll be, you'll see. And if everything works out, they'll be trying to take that ride back uphill, hopefully. But we got to make sure after this race, they're not locked in. So we've got to make sure he gets that locked in. But if not, tomorrow, I mean, next Tuesday, I'll be at the same time. Then I'll get these lines right for you guys. Right now, I just couldn't get the lines right. Sorry about that.
Hey, Joe, question.
Next... Uh-huh?
Joe, you going to try to get in contact with Cliff to see if he'll do that race?
Why not?
Why not?
I'd like to see that little race. Yeah, it'd be nice to watch that little race. Yeah, that's what
we're
going to do something,
nice.
You know, just be doing it. Yeah, nothing
you
crazy.
Think
nothing.
Tommy bringing this
you
dog?
Know,
huh? Do you think
who?
Bobby bringing his cutlass up there? Bobby.
OG Bobby, I wouldn't doubt it. I seen him, he's already said he's ready to go.
Yeah,
Who we got for OG Bobby?
He gonna take that nitrous off or he leaving it on?
That I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know. If OD Bobby's on here, hit the one button. Yeah, we'll do it for a few dollars. Nothing crazy. He don't give a damn. He wants a race. You know, that's one thing you got to say. Like, it don't matter. If you lose, you're going to run. You're going to shake your hand with him, win or lose. Don't matter. But he just want a race. He want to be out there. He ain't got time for all the hollering, whatever. Everybody got getting all personal and all that. You lose, you turn around like I told him. You can't win everything in life. You know, you got to take your wins. You got to take with your losses. So, said we came, we went down all the way down to Anthony Dotson's race. We made sure we went out there, and I told Anthony Dotson that day, I don't care about win or lose them, but we're going to race somebody. If they ain't there, we got somebody else to race. And we went out and raced two races. We just happened to win both. We got luck, you know. It was on our side that day, and that was it. Had fun, but we want to do the same thing again. Okay. Yeah, just get ready to get out of here now. I'll touch bases with Cliff, and I'll see if they, you know, if they want to do that, you know, to do a little something. That'll be pretty good little fun race. Don't have to be nothing crazy. He don't care about nothing. He don't care whatever. He don't mind. You know. He don't mind one bit to be out there.
The motor, or you let them shoot.
He been doing motor to motor. We try him motor. I mean, you know. I don't want to tell no parts, but you know the deal. You know what we got, kind of like what he got. Basically, honestly, tell you the truth, you know, he got really the upper hand on what it is on if he had to go. But I don't want to be telling everybody stuff. But
right.
We don't mind trying. You know what I mean? We don't care. It ain't but for a few dollars, everybody chipping whatever and having fun with it. That's what it's gonna be. It ain't nothing special, you know. I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, you know, even if you wanted to get up $1,500, you got 15 people, $100 a person, that's $1,500 right there. You know what I mean? Because everybody's going to want to just chip in. I don't know. If you watch these street races that go on over here, they go for $7,000, $8,000 at night, like there's nothing over here. Everybody just keeps chipping in. Before you know it, you don't got a big old pot up like crazy. You know, you bet $200, you're going to bet $200 before you know it. Everybody putting on, I got 200. Well, you know, you got the pot up. You know, went way up there. I mean, it ain't nothing like it to be seeing something go like that. I mean, but for something like that, he don't care about that. He just want to race. That's why he told Pro Street. He said Pro Street racing on the street all the time. I don't want Phil on the street. So basically, honestly, tell you the truth, really. So I'd rather let him do it at the track. So that's why only reason why I said. Do it there, have a little fun. I mean, I understand why he's saying that, you know, track, whatever, you know, but, you know, too much out there to lose. So I kind of like try to keep him up, you know, at the track. And it don't matter. You can be able to go round and round. Man, I don't care if you go four rounds, five rounds. It basically ain't nothing but a bracket car. You know, like, oh, you know what I mean? Don't kill a car that you got to be doing, taking the valves, adjusting the valves and all that stuff. Ain't nothing like that. Check the spring. It's a basic car. There ain't nothing to it. So both of them are basic, so I think it'll be a good little run to be doing it. Have a little fun with it, you know? Just like when James and Cliffy ran back in the days. You remember that? The two Malibus? That was pretty cool when they ran. It was a hype to it. They wasn't going that fast, but they had some fun with it. Nice race. I think James blew the transmission that day, if I'm not mistaken. They ran at Maple Grove, you know. That was a nice little run with two Malibus going down there. So, whatever. We'll see what we can do. If you get in touch with him before I do, I'll ask him, I'll get in touch with Bobby. You got anybody that want to try to Bobby or anything or what?
I don't know. It depends if he want to take that nitrous off. Man, I'm talking about man.
Uh-oh. Who you got for him?
You know, he fired my man before. You know he fired my man, so.
Oh, Silva. Oh.
Hey, that'd be a good little run there between the two. That would be a good one.
Yeah, he
that'd be a nice little race to do. That'd be worthwhile watching. You know, that'd be a real two grudge. It'd be a nice little grudge race there. Settle it off right quick and get it over with. I mean, I know Bobby got his stuff together, so, you know. I'll get in touch with him, and I'll get in touch with Clippy tomorrow. I'll get in touch with him a little bit later on. Right now, I just got to run out real quick. But you guys, so until next week, I'll make sure I get on you guys, and I'll make sure I get the right phone number so you guys get the right one, because it's very hard to get on that one line, but you can't get on the next one. But I keep you notified, and I give you a hit up, Chan. Maybe get all of us on the three-way or something.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to say good night and God bless all y'all. And I'll be talking to y'all next Tuesday.
All right. Later.
All right. Later now. Take care.
Later, Joe.
All right. Take care then, Gekko. All right, bye.